You know, there are always consequences to sin, aren't there? As we continue our journey through the Bible, we come today to 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 6. You love those who hate you and hate those who love you. You have made it clear today that the commanders and their men mean nothing to you. I see that you would be pleased if Absalom were alive today and all of us were dead. What in the world is this passage talking about? Well, David's emotions were raw. His son Absalom had betrayed him and chased him from the palace. David's men, fighting for their lives, killed Absalom. And David grieved the loss. He wept and he mourned for his lost son. He covered his face and he cried aloud, "Oh, my son Absalom! Oh, my son Absalom!" The victorious soldiers stole into the city that day as men steal in who are ashamed when they flee from battle. They had to sneak in the city like they were ashamed because they had fled from battle. Can you imagine the feeling of winning the battle but having your son killed in that battle? But there was a bigger burden on David's heart. Absalom's rise to power, his insurrection and death, were all a consequence of David's sin with Bathsheba. Sin is never to be treated lightly. It's never to be treated in a flippant manner. What a man sows, he will also reap. Today's passage issues a strong warning. Sin always brings consequences. Sin may be pleasurable for a time. You may think your rebellion was hidden from God, and you may even think that because the consequences were not immediate, that they're not coming. But here's the solemn and hard truth. Be sure, Scripture says, be sure your sins will find you out. All of us need to think about the outcome of sin before the act of sin. Father, keep our hearts tender toward you. Keep us close to your side. Draw us in when we start to stray. Protect us from sin and its consequences. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.